Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. And we thank you, Father God, for everything, Lord God, you're doing in our lives. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your help. God, we thank you for keeping us. God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, there's times we thought we was going to lose our mind, Father God, but you were there, Lord God. You kept us together, Lord God. There were times, Lord God, we thought we would never get free, Lord God, and you freed us, Lord God. And we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. There are times, Lord God, we feel like, Lord God, there's nothing, Lord God, here for us. There's no one there to help us, God, but you were there, Lord God. And we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, when it got hard, Lord God. When things seemed like, Lord God, there was no way out, Father God. God, you opened the door. You shone the light, Lord God. You gave us a path to walk, Lord God. You gave us a way of escape, Lord God. And we want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us. Thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, God, for giving us our right mind. Thank you, God, for giving us the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing about us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your help on today. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for watching over our children, Lord God. God, we thank you for watching over our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our uncles, our aunts, our nieces, our nephews. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for holding back the devourer, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, in everyday things, everyday situations, everyday circumstances, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your very presence, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for just guiding us and directing us, Lord God. And most of all, God, we thank you for loving us, Lord God. You love us on today. You loved us yesterday. You loved us before we were even thought of, God, even existed, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for thinking about us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for thinking about us, Lord God, for seeing about us, for caring about us, Lord God. We appreciate you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, Lord God. And we bring ourselves to you. We cast all our cares upon you, Lord God. Every concern that we have, God, everything that's going on, Lord God, in our hearts and in our minds, Father God, we ask for your help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. These thoughts, Lord God, that's in our mind, Father God, that seem like it just keeps going over and over. And Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you break the cycles, Lord God, in our minds, Lord God, as we give you every concern about our children, concern about our families, concerns about our loved ones, concerns about this and that. Father God, everything that we're concerned about, God, we're tossing it at your feet. We're giving it to you, Lord God. We're giving it all to you, God. We're not going to hold on to these things, Lord God, but we want to give it to you, Father God, because we can't carry it. We can't handle it, Father God. It's too much for us, Lord God. Lord God, these burdens, Lord God, that we're carrying, God, we want to give them to you, Father God, right now, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you come in, Father God, as our heart is open, Father God. Oh, God, asking that you remove any and everything that is not of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Asking, God, that you forgive us, Lord God, of anything, Lord God, that's in our hearts, Lord God. Lord God, that you remove any jealousy, any envy, any coveting, any malice, any hate, God, any bitterness, any resentment, any unforgiveness, those regrets, Lord God. Oh God, that you forgive, Lord God, of the being competitive and combative, Lord God. Lord God, things, Lord God, that's going on, Father God, wanting to hurt somebody, get somebody back, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, all the stuff in our heart, Lord God. Lord God, being resentful and spiteful, Lord God. God, these things that's in our heart, Father God, Lord, that we think about. We even help God drum up notions and ideas and God come up with different scenarios, God, bewitching our own selves, Lord God. All these things, Lord God, we want to give to you, Lord God. Lustful thoughts, Lord God. Lord God, sexual thoughts, Lord God. These things, Lord God, that go on, Father God, God, and we're not keeping our minds staying on you like we're supposed to. God, we're asking, God, that you forgive us, Lord God, all these things, Lord God. These things, Lord God, that we want to hover in our hearts, Lord God, and you tell us to let it go. God, give us the courage to face these things, Lord God, confess these things, and completely let them go and not hold on to them any longer in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, I ask, Lord God, that we, Lord God, have the courage to apologize, Lord God. Lord God, and say we're sorry for our wrong, Father God. Lord God, give us the courage, Lord God, to repent, Father God, to understand, Lord God, that we only sin against you, Father God. Lord God, because these are your laws, these are your judgments, these are your precepts, these are things, Lord God, that you had ordained, Lord God, from the beginning of time, Father God, that we are tripping over, that we are sliding under, Father God, that we are missing, Lord God. But God, you gave us a way of escape, Lord God, and yes, your son, Jesus. Oh God, if we could just, God, hold on to him, Lord God, your word, Father God, and apply it, Lord God, the way you intended, Father God, we will be more than overcomers, Lord God. Allow us, Father God, to understand and comprehend your word totally, Father God, in the name of Jesus, accepting everything, Father God, in our hearts, Lord God, not rejecting anything. God, I ask, Lord God, that you help us, Lord God, to lay down that pride and that haughtiness, Lord God, and that know-it-all spirit, thinking we know it all, Father God, and we know absolutely nothing, Lord God, because every knowledge and everything, all the wisdom, everything comes from you. You allow us to gain these things. You allow us to understand these things. You allow us to get knowledge, Lord God, in every area of our life, Lord God, to handle these things, Lord God. It is you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. So God, we're coming to you, Father God, acknowledging, God, that it's you, Father God, and letting you know, Father God, that we have made mistakes, Lord God, but we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, that you, Lord God, oh God, allow us to start over again and get up, Lord God, and get it right, Father God. All we have to do is repent. God, help us, Lord God, to get out of that dark place, that dry place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, draw us closer to you, Lord God. Even those, Lord God, have run away, Lord God, have walked away, God, because they thought it was too hard. It's too much. I can't do it. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you tear down every wall, every lie, every deception, every manipulation, even if they did it to their own selves, Lord God. And God, touch their hearts, Lord God, that they will run back to you in the name of Jesus. Remove that compromising spirit. Remove that compromising spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And remove all distractions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will return unto you, God. Not being concerned about what they say or what people say or what is being said. God, even in their own families, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, and let, oh, God, us have a heart to confess everything, Lord God, every lie that we've ever said, Lord God, not ashamed, not embarrassed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to confess these faults, confess these things, confess our foolishness, Lord God, because we want to get it right. We want to be right in your sight. We want to be pleasing in your sight. Oh God, we want to be the apple of your eye. We want, Father God, oh God, you, Father God, to be pleased with us in every area of our lives, Lord God. Remove all the selfishness, Lord God, and the self-hate and the self-destruction, Lord God, because all we have to do, Father God, is trust in your word, rely on your word, acknowledge you, God, and you will direct our paths, Lord God. So that's what we're going to do, Father God. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal the brokenness in our hearts, Lord God, even God, because of what we've done, Lord God, even God, those things that were done by family members and loved ones, Lord God, that God, that hurts so bad, Lord God, give us a heart of absolutions, Lord God, that we release these things, Lord God, that we don't hold on to these things, Lord God, that we apologize, and we, oh God, even if they did it, Lord God, we don't, Lord God, point the finger blame, but say, Lord God, we want to be right, we want to walk together in agreement on one accord, we want to walk in love and unity. Oh God, remove that spirit of division, Lord God, and bring reconciliation into our families, into our homes, Lord God. There's nothing more important than you, and there's nothing more important that we love one another. So God, I'm asking you, God, give us a heart of love and compassion, Lord God, piety, kindness. Oh God, that we would just go forth, Lord God, and love each and every person, Lord God, out of a pure heart, Lord God, not having any hidden motives, Lord God, not trying to compete and prove anything, not trying to get accolades. Oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you help us, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, as we go about our daily walk, Father God, that our hearts would be stayed on you, Lord God, our minds be stayed on you, God, our hope is in you, God. Oh God, I ask, Lord God, remove all distractions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, if you have us in that dry place, if you have us in the desert, if you have us in a place, Lord God, that we don't even understand, God, we can't even comprehend, God, help us, Lord God, to have the courage, Lord God, to go, God, to gravitate to you, Lord God, and lean on you and trust in you, God, that you are working everything out for our good, Lord God. Help us to understand, Lord God, that if we're in that place, Lord God, that you're trying to get our attention, Lord God, and there's something that we need to do within ourselves, Lord God, not blaming anybody else, Lord God, for the condition that we are in. Oh God, because it's our own hearts, Lord God. Oh God, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. Give us the right attitude, Lord God, the right perspective, Lord God, on how we look at things. God, Lord God, remove that high-mindedness, Lord God, thinking we're better than other people and we're not, God, in the name of Jesus. But it's all about you, God. You are everything we need. You are everything we need. We can put our trust in you. We can rely on you. We can depend on you in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking, God, that you expose the truth, Lord God, and bring the truth out, Lord God, in the right point in time, Father God, because there's some things in our heart was based on lies. There's things that's been trampled and gone from person to person. It was gossip. It was not the truth, and it caused some error, and it caused some people to branch off and do what they want to do, Lord God. Oh, God, they think, Lord God, that you're not real. They think, Lord God, that there was lies done. Lord God, I'm asking you, God, to reveal the truth. God, allow the truth to come out. God, and give each and every individual a heart of acceptance, Lord God. Lord God, reveal the truth, God, and remove the hate out of the hearts. God, remove the coldness out of the hearts. Oh, God, but God, fill them, Lord God, with your love and compassion, Lord God. Freedom, Lord God, freedom in the mind, freedom in the spirit. God, remove all fear, fear to love again, fear to open up again, fear, hallelujah, to even trust you. God, remove all fear. God, you are the safe bet. You are the right place. Oh, God, and everything, God, is a sacred place, Lord God, that we can come into you, Father God, and pour out our heart, pour out everything, Lord God, every transgression, everything, Lord God. We can give it all to you. We don't have to hold on to it any longer. We don't have to hold on to it any longer. God, give us the courage to release it all, everything in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we can be holy and acceptable in your sight. Oh, God, that we can be pleasing in your sight. That we can walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, that we can hear your voice clearly, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, remove all the walls that we have erected. Things, Lord God, that we have done. Put ourselves in that place of despair and anguish and anxiety. God, I'm asking, God, that you remove it all in the name of Jesus. Because your word is true. You're not a man. You cannot lie, and we can stand on your word and wait, wait for our time, wait. Oh God, we can wait, we can wait, wait on you, because you will, Father, make us free. You will, God, make us free if we wait and allow you to do what you need to do. Give us the courage to allow you in, Lord, in the inside. In those places, God, that hurt so bad. Jesus, oh God, we can wait and we can trust you. You've proven yourself over and over. You've been so faithful. Every morning, God, you wake us up. Every morning, you give us breath, eyesight, strength, God. And even if we don't have everything that we want or need, you're still faithful. And you're still merciful. You're still graceful. God, oh God, we're asking, Lord, enter in, Jesus. Enter into our hearts, God. Circumcise our hearts. Oh God, there's still some residue, Lord. There's still some stuff that needs to come out. Oh God, there's stuff, Lord God, in our minds and our thoughts, Lord God. Oh God, that need to come out, God. We want to be ready, Lord God. We want to be ready for whatever you have for us. Prepare our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts for what is to come. Oh, God, let us not be caught unawares. Prepare our hearts, Lord God. And even as you give us warnings, and Lord God, let us know these things, God. Give us a heart to accept, not disregard and reject it. God, give us a heart, Lord God, for you. For you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, teach us, Lord God, how to reverence you, honor you, and respect you, Lord God, according to your word. Teach us your ways, Lord. God, help us to reject the world ways and what we have learned, what things we have learned, God. Help us, Lord God, to let it all go in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to let it all go in the name of Jesus. Let us, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Worship you with everything that is in us. That's what you require of us, Lord God. Oh, God, and we have not been faithful in that area. Some of us have not been faithful, God. Oh, God, but we're turning it around now, God. And we're going to bless you, Lord God. We're going to honor you, Lord God. We're going to give you the glory and the praise, Lord God, because you deserve it all. You deserve it all. In spite of us, God, we bless you today. We bless you and we bless you, God. We give you the glory, God. Oh, God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Enter in, Lord God. Enter into our marriages. Enter our homes, Lord God. Oh, God, let us not have rule over one another, Lord God, but become servants to one another in the name of Jesus. God, help us, Lord God, not to lead to our understanding, God, but be quick to listen, slow to speak, be mindful of our thoughts, Lord. God, recognizing our errors in our own heart, God, putting in our own opinions, God, help us, Lord God, not to do these things any longer, but to, God, yield to your spirit, walk in the spirit, hear your voice, give the oracles the truth behind the matter, not lead it to our own understanding. And if we have nothing to say, just say pray. Let's pray. God, let us pray. Oh, God, I ask in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Oh, God, help us with our children, Lord God. Oh, God, even if they're grown, Father God, they are people too. Help us to be mindful that, Lord God, they are your children, not our own. Oh, God, but that we have to release it all to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them over to you, Lord God, and trust that you will give us everything we need, God, to raise them up in the way that they should go. And if they are grown, Father God, that we can still plant seeds, Lord God, and minister grace unto them, minister your word unto them, and not thinking, Lord God, because I'm mama or I'm daddy, we can just tell them, Lord God. But, Lord God, give us even the words to say to our grown children. Oh, God, give us a heart, Lord God, of compassion. Oh, God, give us a heart, Lord God, that love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you draw your people out of mercy and loving and kindness. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for how you love us, how you take care of us, and how you provide for us. Each and every day, we ask, God, that you remember every prayer request that goes before you in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, that's in our hearts, Lord God, that we don't even talk about. God, everything, Lord God, that goes through our mind, God, and every person that you bring before us, Lord. I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you remember and consider every name that's been placed, every name that has been called, every family that has been, God, said or prayed upon, every person that has ever walked through these doors. Oh, God, I'm asking, God, that you go and get your people, those that are walking the streets, those, God, that are walking the streets, those, Lord God, that don't know which way to go. God, open that door, Lord God, that they run right smack dab into you. They have that encounter with you, that precious time with you, Lord. Oh, God, that precious time that they meet you, Lord God, and allow them
to come into the full knowledge of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking that you cover us and keep us safe, Lord God, throughout our day, Lord God, and even on tomorrow. God, that you protect us and keep us safe from all our harm and danger, seen and unseen, Lord God, as we continue our day, Lord God. Oh God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, continue, Lord God, to work upon our hearts. Lord God, that our hearts, Lord God, be renewed by your Spirit. Oh God, that we would listen to you, that we follow you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence. We thank you for this opportunity to pray. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for removing those things out of our heart. We thank you, God, for touching our men, oh God. Seeing about our men, Father God, giving them strength, giving them the courage, Lord God, to acknowledge you, God. Covering them, Lord God, as they take care of their family, as they take care of their children, even concerned about their mothers and fathers. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. God, see about your people. Oh God, even those that are sick and shut in. Oh God, and those that are mourning the loss of a loved one. God, I ask, Lord, touch your families, Lord God. Allow them to feel your comfort, your security, your love, your hope, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you. We thank you on today. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.